when you have a final order of deportation and they can't remove you, they usually give you authorization, and it's usually that person has to work with what we call ICE officers, Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, in their state. And the officer has authority to give them the power to stay and work. So each person has to work directly with their officer. It's not like everyone gets that opportunity. It all depends on how they got here. If they had green cards and it got taken away, they committed crimes, right? These are all the different factors that immigration and ICE will take into consideration. But because they can't deport them, usually, for most cases, they give them the authority to work, which is the work authorization card. Mm-hmm. And with the authorization card allows them to have a social security that's linked to that work card and is only valid with the work card. So for if it's only 1 year, then it's only valid for 1 year. And during that time, with those cards under Real ID Act, which is a federal law for identification, they would be allowed to get a driver's license. So if you have an agreement that says that you're allowed to request these authorities or this information, then you can. But it's on a case by case.